There's been a number of developments this morning in the story involving the Republic of Georgia and Russia. This after President Bush has strongly condemned Russia's actions in Georgia, saying there were indications that it might be trying to depose President Saakashvili's government.
Russia has invaded a sovereign neighboring state and threatens a democratic government elected by its people. Such an action is unacceptable in the 21st century.
Now, President Saakashvili said he thought Mr. Bush's statement was strong, but he had expected concrete action from the United States and its allies. Russia has denied that it intends to overthrow the Georgian administration, and even this morning, the Russian president said that military action would halt in the region. Joining us now for his take on the story that's developing is Vasyl Tsikharulidze, who is Georgia's ambassador to the United States. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Ambassador.
Thank you. Good morning.
What is your response to the Russian president's declaration this morning that Russian troops would halt the violence in the breakaway republics of South Ossetia and Abkhazia?
No, we highly appreciate the efforts of international community in order to get a ceasefire in place, but the situation still remains difficult. Russian invasion continues. They have overwhelming military force on the Georgian territory. They occupied several cities in Georgia. And their navy is blockading Georgian ports. Plus, their air force is flying missions, military missions, and they are targeting not only military infrastructure, but civilian infrastructure. We have civilian casualties. During this day, today, they bombed three villages around, even beyond the conflict zones, three villages without any military infrastructure on it, and this military aggression continues.
Mr. Ambassador, are you saying that this morning the bombing continues after President Dmitry Medvedev said that he would halt violence?
Exactly this. I hope that that has not came down to his troops, and I hope that they will stop these bombings and this aggressive actions. But unfortunately, the reports which I received today from my capital are not really saying that the military action stopped.
What would you like to see? What would the Georgian government like to see the United States do?
I think that President of the United States was very clear yesterday, and plus so did both major presidential candidates, Senator McCain and Senator Obama, also expressed their points of views on this particular situation. I think that now it's the time for very serious political efforts in order to stop this occupation of Georgia and to turn it into the conflict resolution process into the international peaceful resolution way. So what we are seeking now is just to stop this military aggression and the occupation of my country by Russian Federation.
Now, Mr. Ambassador, there are those analysts who say that the actions of your own president helped prompt this harsh Russian response.
I think that the rhetoric, some rhetorics which coming from Moscow are really ridiculous, and it's difficult even to comment. I remember that that reminds me sometimes the other aggressors, the excuses when they started to occupy their neighboring countries. I think that what we were demanding for years is that the genuine international force, peacekeeping force, and the genuine international peacekeeping format, which may resolve these disputes, these conflicts in a peaceful way, and we are still attached to this line, and we will still trying to solve these conflicts in a peaceful way using international.
Mr. Ambassador, you would like the international community to send in peacekeeping forces? Are you talking about NATO? Are you talking about the European Union? Who would do that?
The important thing that the peacekeeping force should be genuinely international and impartial. That's the key here. I mean, that's the key to every conflict resolution. And plus, of course, it should be, the real political format. I mean, the real political format for negotiations on place. That will ultimately, we believe, that solve this territorial disputes.
Has that request been made by the Georgian government?
It has been made 10 years from now, and the United States and the other European countries are working with us in this direction. The only problem to implement this was the Russia's position. They didn't want anybody to intervene politically or just to implement the peace.
Because essentially they were acting as peacekeepers in the two provinces.
That's now maybe we were saying this for years. Now probably it's clear for everybody that they are nothing but occupiers of these particular territories, and they cannot be peacekeepers.
And so today diplomatic efforts are underway with the French foreign minister in Moscow as well as Nicolas Sarkozy, the French president. Can you give us a sense of what's being said in those discussions?
It's probably that it was this bilateral discussion between French president and Russian president. But we highly appreciate the efforts of French president and Foreign Minister Kushner. Foreign Minister spent 2 days in Georgia, and he brought a ceasefire proposal to Georgia yesterday, and day before yesterday, which has been signed by President Saakashvili. And we hope that these efforts will bring at least ceasefire on place, and then we have to continue work towards the deoccupation of the country.
Mr. Ambassador, many thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Vasil Sikharulitsa is Georgia's ambassador to the United States, and he was joining us from Washington.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry, and I want to remind you that we're always on The Takeaway. You can catch up with us on Facebook, FriendFeed, Twitter.
And on today's show, the latest from the conflict in Georgia, we just heard from the ambassador to the U.S. World records, are they really meant to be broken, we were asking, and how nanotechnology can make things, well, invisible.
You know, I thought it was very good of you to keep your eye on something that tiny. We also want to know who has inspired you in your life. Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
And you can go to our website, thetakeaway.org. There you can also, as Catherine just said, you can listen to our show online and weigh in at any time.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and you're listening to The Takeaway.